ways for them oxen to walk that far. They will walk just this way. And he bought her an 8-day clock. I've got it out here in the hall. And 4 days, they stayed all night. When they got there, they stayed like the night. And then they did their shopping, and then they stayed the next night. And then it took them 4 days to come back. And she said, I nursed that clock all the way back. I'm so proud of it.
Oh, wow. 8 days
clock
took them 8 days to get it.
Yes, yes. Now, that's just how slow those poor things walk. You didn't hurry them up. They didn't hurry up. They just walked. Just that slow gait. Just, you know, just like an old cow walks faster
mm-hmm.
than that.
Mm-hmm.
They learn it, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But now they were oxen.
Well, that, I never have seen.
Yeah, I did. I saw one ox wagon and those old oxen. I used to see them.
Okay. Well, when a cow firstborn, you call it a
calf.
And then when a cow's about to give birth, you say it's going to.
Yes, she freshens, uh-huh, yeah.
And
that's it.
A male horse, what would you call the male horse?
Stud horse.
And then a female horse would be called a
mare.
And then if you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, in my whole life, I have never
ridden.
And then if you were... you couldn't stay on the horse, you'd say,
just fell off.
And then a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor the next
fell
morning, you might say.
Yeah. Fell out of bed.
and you were telling me about earlier something about shoeing the horses.
Oh, yes.
Now, when they would do that, they'd take those shoes and then they'd nail them onto the
hoofs.
And then that's what they would...
Hoofs, uh-huh.
And did they have to put it on each one of them?
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it's put them on all the way. No, I just don't believe. Well, now that I couldn't tell you for sure. But I know they cut a lot of that hoof off and get it ready, and they'll file,
uh-huh,
and I mean,
uh-huh,
they'll take a kind of an emery, you know, and
uh-huh,
get all before they nail
uh-huh
some shoes on. I've seen them do it. But I just couldn't tell you. But I know to do the 4 feet, but I'm not sure about the 9 feet.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, that's just something I've forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I knew then, but don't believe I remember.
Well, did they ever raise sheep around here?
Some, not too many.
Did you ever hear anybody, what did they call the male sheep? Did you ever hear?
Can you think now? Could you give me any clues?
Well, I wonder. Now, I have heard people call it. Now, I don't know if they call it that here. I've heard, have you ever heard it called a buck?
Buck.
Would that
would
they call
be
it here?
A buck.
What
uh-huh
they call it?
And what would the mother sheep
now,
be? Would
I
that
heard
be
people,
a... Go ahead.
No, I... Well, you go ahead. What did...
I'm just going to ask you.
Now, I've heard that called different things. And some people call it a yoke.
Well, I was going to ask you if... What is a yoke? And I guess
well,
that's
I've
it.
I've heard some people call it a yoke.
Oh, I know. I've heard
you
that.
You heard that?
Uh-huh, I've heard it called.
Some people call it that, and some people call it a ewe. Some people call it a yoke, and some call it a ewe.
Well,
I'd
rather think that the ewe is the best word.
I just didn't know what they call it around
uh-huh
here.
I believe
up around Marshall, they call it yoke. They call it yoke.
Do they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody
well
up there.
Anyway, says, I'm like you. I've heard it called both.
I've heard it called both.
It called.
But now up there, it seems like they mostly say
a you and a book. Yeah, you're right.
They
that's
call
exactly.
It
seems uh-huh
like up there, usually they'll say yo more
uh-huh
than,
yeah,
you know.
Then they're you.
Uh-huh. And then on their back.